Every week in our house, we do the crossword. Sometimes it causes arguments. Every time it causes arguments. But that's half the fun. Welcome to Crosswords. Hello, welcome to Crosswords, and I'm Uncle Nick, who also overstays his welcome, and we were thinking about our first gigs. I think my first gig that I saw was probably the Wombles.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Now there's a gig for
when
you.
I saw the Wombles, and it was like crazy, because on TV the Wombles were little, but then there were these gigantic Wombles, and I was quite terrified.
That is always the issue.
Yeah. I thought it was... Oh, no, it was Tweenies. I was thinking Teletubbies.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, carry on. First gig.
Sorry, my name's Claire. I am the crossword clue reader-outer. I'm in charge, obviously. My first gig, I have to say, I don't remember who it was. It was some ridiculous New Zealand band in the early 80s. But I do remember that I was there with my boyfriend, whereas all my friends, school friends, had gone as a group. So they were all rocking it, having a great time, and I was stuck there sitting quite formally with my boyfriend.
You weren't doing teenhood, right?
Exactly.
It wasn't right.
I've tried that position before.
Don't talk yet, Warren. Don't talk. We haven't introduced you
yet.
Hi, I'm Bob. My first gig was Ultravox.
Really?
You see, now that's just too cool.
Midge Ure was getting loads of abuse from some punks because he changed the band.
Really?
Yeah, they went from punk to New Romantic.
Really?
Midge? I didn't know that before
punks,
they were...
The punks, they didn't romantic. Like that.
Midge.
Yeah. I just remember Billy Curry dancing really badly. It was quite embarrassing. Oh. Anyway.
Right. Anyway, I'm going to jump in and introduce our guest for tonight, which is the lovely Warren Friend.
Who is the lovely Warren Friend?
Well, my first gig was The Clash, and they came here, but I was 16, and I got so pissed with my father that I don't actually remember. All I remember is going, "When's the band come on?" And they said, "They already have." And I was like, "Oh." And that was all my pocket money for about 6 months gone.
You saw The Clash. You're just showing off.
Move on.
But if you were listening to the story, he didn't see The Clash at all.
But have you still got the ticket?
No. It was in my jeans pocket that got washed that weekend, so...
Yeah. By mummy.
Everything about that story is tragic.
First time I saw the Smiths...
still a little bit cool, you know?
First time I saw the Smiths, I ate my ticket because I was hungry. I've regretted it ever since.
What?
Maybe that's... Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I was a teenager.
Was your ticket edible?
No, it was just paper.
Well, yeah. Paper's
you
edible.
You ate paper because you were hungry?
Edible, yeah, right.
I don't know. I was waiting for them to come on.
Yeah, anyway. Waiting for them to
you
get
see,
good.
See, that's one of those things. Just because something is edible, i.e. it's not going to kill you, doesn't mean you should eat it, right?
Oh, yes. As has been, that kid in Australia who ate a slug.
I ate a slug and died, yeah.
Eventually killed him 10 years later.
Clearly not.
Ooh. Just because you can eat something, there's a life rule. Just because you can eat something doesn't mean you have to.
See, and that's the thing with all this ridiculous nouveau cuisine nonsense where they sprinkle pure gold, like proper gold leaf, on food. Gold leaf simply doesn't poison you. That doesn't mean you should eat it.
It has no flavour. I'm not going to have you bad-mouthing fancy nouveau cuisine because I like that stuff.
Shall we get into the crossword?
No, shut up. We're arguing. That's part of this.
Gold has no flavour, and simply the fact that it does not poison you doesn't mean you should eat it.
But that's not going to stop me eating gold.
Safer than Australian slugs.
Well, that's true. Right, now we will get on with the crossword.
Thank you.
And we're going to start. We're doing the puzzle number 1473 from the New Zealand listener, created, as always, by the lovely Alan Shuker.
All hail, Alan.
Thank you. And we are going to start, traditionally enough, with one across. This is a two-word answer, 4-4. What was George Eliot's first novel?
Adam
Bede.
Ooh.
Have that.
Did you get that? Are you making that up?
I'm going to double check.
I'm 95% confident that is correct.
Adam Bede. What was it about?
It was about a guy called Adam Bede.
It was a double E Bede, wasn't it?
No, B-E-D-E, I think.
Oh, right. Beep, beep, beep. Gotcha.
I'm not absolutely sure. I wouldn't be adamant, but I'm...
Adam.
Adamant. Actually, I went to see him recently as well, but we know all about that.
Yes. All right, we're gonna quickly try and double-check that with one down. One down. Five letters. What is the criminal act of deliberately setting fire to property?
Arson.
Thank you very much. And that will give us our A for Adam Bede. So we are going to give you that one.
Get in there. Get
bow in. Down before me.
Look at that. It's wizard music.
All right. And Adam Bede, of course, gives us a few starting letters. So we're going to move on to two down, which is a seven-letter word. Which fruit has been cultivated in Armenia since ancient times? It starts with A.
Arses.
Apples.
Acorns.
Seven letters.
Acorns.
Apricots.
Avocado, but that's what we're
talking about. Apricots.
No, it won't be avocado.
Apricots for the win.
Apricots. Yeah, they are an ancient.
I don't like apricots.
Apricot.
Why don't you like apricots? What's the problem?
Oh, they're too prissy.
Too prissy.
He just doesn't like fruit, that's all.
I tell you what Bob really doesn't like. Bob doesn't like fruit and meat mixed together. You're not a fan of that,
No,
eh?
No, he's actually not.
I thought you would spend a bit of time in France. They've done that once or twice.
Duck a l'orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does apple with pork, and he does cranberry with turkey. He's okay with
cranberry
that.
Cranberry with turkey, yeah.
Cranberry turkey.
Hoisin sauce with duck.
Which is just effectively plum sauce, yeah.
My world view is shattered.
I draw the line at cranberries.
I don't know what's right and wrong anymore.
I think what you were up against is he's okay with fruit that goes with meat, but any other fruit doesn't
Not up for that.
If you haven't got the meat, it's just not worth it.
Really?
So like a quick snack of apricot would be all right as long as you had lamb chop with it or something.
Chunk of pork.
Apricot and lamb. Apricot and chicken. Chicken apricot. How's that?
Don't talk to me about raspberries either.
No raspberries and duck. What about raisins and a savoury dish?
Raisins.
No. I'm not a fan of raisins in a savoury dish.
And we won't even mention.
Not in a curry either.
We won't even mention.
No, raisins in a curry is wrong.
That was a bad thing that happened in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, but it still keeps happening, you know?
Shouldn't.
You go sort of, what is this? Why are there raisins in this? And then the person goes, there are no raisins in the meal, sir. What? Oh, but we do have a rabbit in the kitchen. That lives over the food preparation area.
Nibbling on a cabbage.
I don't know why the Indian restaurant that serves curry has a French waiter. I'm so glad.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere.
Multicultural.
I went to a Chinese restaurant in New York, and because because everybody loves Chinese food, but Chinese service was really bad. It was considered to be really bad, so they had Italian waiters and Italian desserts because Chinese desserts are no good. It was the weirdest place. It was so weird. I want to say it was called Wonky's.
That's the one in London.
Well, we went to Ai Tai in London.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is Italian Thai fusion.
Ai Tai.
That's what my grandfather used to call it.
It was ridiculously expensive.
It was a mixture of Thai and Italian cuisine.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying.
I reckon someone came up.
I think we got it on a client.
Yeah. We drank Cloudy Bay.
Oh, did you?
Only £80 a bottle.
Whoa. And here you can get it for like $2.50 at the supermarket.
Perhaps in those days.
Anyway.
Right, let's move on.
What are we doing?
Getting a little distracted. Okay, right.
I don't know,
three down. We're on to a four-letter word, and we like those, but
we've all got lots of them.
Sure about this one. Okay.
Family audience.
We've already had one, Warren.
Yeah. Shame.
Okay.
Okay, I won't do it again.
Four-letter word. Beethoven was born in which city?
Vienna.
No, it's four-letter word.
Born. Vienna.
And let me jump in and say it starts with B.
Born.
Yeah, okay, thank you. We didn't hear it the first time, so we were coughing. Okay, can you just go do the coughing somewhere else?
No.
Now we have Bonn. Lovely, thank you very much. We're going to move straight, quickly, before anyone can jump in with an anecdote.
I can't move straight.
Four down, we have two words, 5-8. An infamous 1986 Hand of God incident involved which football player?
Diego Maradona.
Yeah, Maradona.
I've seen him.
Little.
Have you seen him?
I have.
In person?
Yes. In person.
Really?
Yeah. Not like I spend any time with him or anything.
You would be taller than him.
Where did you see him?
Just outside my office when I worked in Soho.
No, that was Pele.
Was it?
Yes.
How did you get Maradona and Pele mixed up?
At the time I just told you it was Pele, but it was actually Maradona.
I was impressed with Pele. Maradona.
Yeah. No, you would have spat out the window.
Going, oh, I saw a footballer. Okay, who was it?
It was some famous, Pele. You know, footballer.
It was Messi.
Messi.
It was a
Messi.
It was a long time ago.
It would have got Messi if it had been Maradona.
Maradona and Pele together.
I saw Pele once, you know.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I met Meatloaf? Or Eric Clapton, for that matter.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
You did. Several times.
Okay, let's move on. We have an across word. 9 letters long. Okay, we're going to know this one. Someone is. What vast plain is mentioned in Toto's classic 1982 hit, Africa? Starts with S.
Serengeti.
Yes, there we go.
Oh,
shame on you.
What? Why?
For knowing.
Oh, listen, I am proud that I know that. Toto, Foreigner, the Eagles. You know, that was when music was great.
I know an interesting thing. Toto was actually, there was a guy called Boz Skaggs, who was in Steve Miller's band, and he had an album that was came out which had many hits, Lido Shuffle, that kind of thing. Well, Silk Degrees, I think it was. And Toto was his backing band, and that album became really famous. And they went, hey, we were pretty good on that record, so let's form our own band. And that was Toto.
And of course they were wrong.
No, they weren't.
Hey, look, the Wellington Ukulele Orchestra have covered them, so
it's going to take you a lot to drag you away from this.
Yeah, they're no Smiths, are they? No, they're not.
All right.
God,
nothing. We're going to be moving on very quickly. Right, okay, 10 across.
Smiths.
4 letters, we like those. Monaco is a 45-minute drive from which city in France? Starts with N, 4 letters, that would be...
Nice.
Thank you, lovely.
Nice.
Nice, well done, nice.
Oh, we're pretty happy with that, aren't we? Oh, the punmeister strikes again.
Punisher.
The Punisher, sorry.
Right, 7 across. We have nothing on this one. 5 letters... In 2013, the Library of Congress preserved which 1946 Rita Hayworth film as historically, or aesthetically significant?
Rita Hayworth.
Hayworth.
It's the one that they use in Shawshank Redemption, and it's called something like Rebecca or...
Oh, the one where she's in the sort of fur bikini and
She does that
thing with her hair.
No. Oh, that's Rita Hayworth. Well, no, you're talking about Raquel Welch. We're talking about Rita. Yeah. No, the bit where she does the thing with her hair.
Mm.
Yeah. And I want maybe Gloria or...
How many letters?
5 letters.
Rita. No.
No, it's not Rita. No, that's her name. It's Gloria or Rachel or...
Okay, all right, let's try and get the starting letter from something else.
Or something with 5 letters.
7 down.
Yeah, something with 5 letters. Yeah. That's the thing.
Okay, 7 letters long. When Shakespeare's Globe was being built in London in 1994, what did the existing Globe Theatre change its name to?
Classic Globe.
How many letters? The 7 original letters. Globe.
7 letters.
Mondial.
Re-Globe.
Okay, we're
Globa.
I think we have to admit that this is pure guesswork going on here, so we'll move on to another
Glober
one.
Than
we're
going
to try 11 across, because I think we're going to know this one. 11 Showgirls. Across is 6 letters long. What do bees spread from flower to flower?
Vermin.
Herpes.
No.
Vomit.
And no.
Trouble.
Okay. Joy.
I'm going to step in with pollen here.
Oh,
no.
What do we think?
Prove it. That's the dull answer.
Yeah.
It is indeed dull but correct.
Life.
Okay. How about this one? 5 letters long. The Curse of Minerva. A poem written by Lord Byron in Athens in 1807 criticises which English earl?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only earl I know is the Earl of Sandwich.
It's a 5 letter one. It actually ends in N as well, if that helps at all, but I rather suspect it won't.
It was Byron.
Mm. Yeah.
Who did he have it in for?
Essex.
Written by Lord Byron, 1807. Earl of... Oh. Earl of... No, we're not going to know this. I tell you what, we have a three-letter Bison. Word which might help us.
Oh.
Three-letter word. What 1837 patented formulation of a Dr. Henry Stevens led to an enduring, successful worldwide company?
Coca-Cola.
Crikey. Three letters.
Was it
cock?
Is it sex?
Patented formula.
Patented
gin.
Henry Stevens.
Stevens gin.
Gin.
Could be. No,
no idea.
No, you're right. The company's probably got it's Stevens. Stevens. Anything we can think of? Stevens.
Stevens gin.
Pans.
Pops. Is it gin?
Is there a Stevens is there a Stevens gin?
I think, well, if my mother was here, she would say,
I'm
going
to go. I'm pretty sure that gin is three letters.
Yeah.
Gin is three letters. I have no idea.
I'm not liking
no.
it.
No.
You're not?
No.
What would that give us for Byron?
It would give us a GN that it ended in.
In?
Ooh. No, G then N.
Earl Ching?
Benign.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, Wigan. That's kind of why I'm not liking it. Also, 1837. I think we had gin before then.
Yeah,
when was the Raj in India and all that stuff? You know, gin had been around.
It's going to be a thing.
Gin's been around.
It was Dickensian.
Been around, as they say. Yeah. So no, I'm thinking some other.
All right, come on. Yeah, come on.
Besides, gin's not patented, right? 100 companies make it.
Yeah, I know.
So
my mum made some. My mum made some recently.
Okay, look, we've got a really long one here. Let's go for that. 13 across, 13 Ooh, letters. Yeah. What is a medicine that retards the clotting of blood?
Oh,
anticoagulant.
Anticoagulant.
You are absolutely right. It is indeed anticoagulant.
There's a whole lot of fireworks going on outside.
Yeah.
Almost in celebration of Bob's
anticoagulant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurrah for anticoagulant.
That's the fireworks saying, get in. And now they've stopped.
Almost on cue.
Yes. Yeah. Not for long, though.
Okay, that gives us a couple of starting letters. Let's try 13 down. 7 letters long. What is a formal speech delivered to an audience?
An oration?
No, starting with A. I'm thinking address.
Oh, yes.
It would just be...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
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 And thank you.
An e-googly?
I appreciate the affirmation. Okay, another starting letter of A.
You're welcome.
Again, this is 7 letters. What is the attribution of a living soul to plants and inanimate objects?
Stupidity?
No, it's...
probably something like that.
When you amorphosize...
No, anthropomorphize is different. That's giving human characteristics. This is giving them a soul.
Oh, is
this
it?
Is attribution of a living soul. Anthropomorphize is when they make
when you
an
make
animal
them, yeah.
act
yeah.
like a human talk like a human.
Yeah.
Disney-ify.
By the time they made...
Put a little waistcoat on.
By the time they made that pig president of the United States.
That's it.
Remember
yes,
that?
Exactly.
Oh,
is
brilliant.
Is it arseholery?
What?
Arseholery.
It could be arseholery. And I don't think it'll quite fit in 7 letters, but I'm liking it.
Yeah.
No, that's not swearing, Warren.
No fear.
Swearing is beep and beep.
But you're going to be beeped in this, Warren.
Yes, you are.
Bad language.
Very naughty.
Okay.
But see, the thing is, that little exchange of Warren putting his fingers to his lips and looking at you and you saying, no, Warren, that makes no sense. Because we're audio.
It does now.
Yeah, well, it does, because I explained it. I've ruined my own thing.
Well done, you.
Yeah, I hate myself.
Well done, so
Nick slumps at the desk.
Oh, hey, narration.
Face palm.
That's what we should have instead of a guest. Welcome as you are, Warren.
We should have a narrator.
Instead of getting this loser in.
Claire pointed at Nick.
Claire pointed
Oh, she got a job for you.
Claire was a blonde, a kind of blonde that would make a bishop kick a hole in a stained glass window.
Your Welsh accent's really coming on.
Bob rolled his eyes at Nick. Nick picked them up and rolled them back.
Give us a clue.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
God,
we have a nice little three-letter one. We like those.
Everybody in the room rubs their temples.
Yes, it's true.
Rub your temple.
Ow.
What grain is used for pumpernickel? Starts with R, 3 letters.
Right.
Thank you.
Pumpernickel.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try for a down. 15 down, 5 letters. What is someone who does not eat or use animal products?
Vegan.
Vegan.
There. Yes, it is indeed.
How do you know a vegan at a party?
They tell you.
Yeah.
They're overly moralistic. I don't know.
I went to a funeral recently, and they, at the end of the funeral, they said, "Does anybody here have something you'd like to say?" And this one woman went, "I'm a vegan." Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Tip your waitress.
He'll be back every Thursday. Okay. Let's go with that V from vegan. That that will start a new word for us.
That's a cool one.
Who is the Roman god of fire?
Vulcan.
Correct.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Vulcanized.
Vulcanized rubber. Is that is it burnt?
It is melted to a certain temperature and then reset.
That's how vulcanized rubber. Yeah.
Something developed by Mr. Goodyear.
I was going to say Mr. Spock.
Well,
and it was either Dunlop or Goodyear. It was one of those lot.
Pretty sure it was good.
Okay, let's go for a four letter because apparently we used to be good at those. Right, 16 across. What feature of a lawn bowl causes an arced path? What's that dot on the side of a lawn bowl, right?
Well, and it's weights inside. It was heavy on one side.
A bias, maybe?
Bias.
Oh, nice.
Lord, you're on fire.
Indeed.
I usually am, to be fair, Warren.
Okay.
It's Warren's first time, so he doesn't know.
First time caller.
Long time listener. Yeah. No time listener.
No time listener at all.
You're going to have to go back and listen to the series now and keep your fingers crossed. When am I on?
Because you'll never know.
I'll be back, please.
Okay, now we have a starting letter of 17 down. Five letters. Where was boxer David Tua born? Starts with S.
Samoa.
Suva.
Well, Samoa has five letters and Suva doesn't. So I'm leaning that way for now.
I thought he was born in Papatoetoe. That doesn't fit, does it?
He's Samoa, isn't he?
Neither having S or five letters, okay, so no. Okay, we'll go with Samoa. I have absolutely no idea. Let's double check it on something, shall we?
I hope he's not Tongan, he'll hate me.
It doesn't start with S, so it's unlikely.
Somma.
Okay, let's try 20 across. Another nice long one, nine letters. What is a newly coined word or expression?
You know this one, don't you?
Yeah, this one's got...
How many letters?
It is nine letters, and it ends in M. It's a something jism. If you'll excuse that. Yeah, I'm not asking
what
for comment
kind of
on
word?
That.
We said no swearing.
Oh, good Lord,
that was
one.
G-I-S-M. It's like a neologism.
Neologism.
Neologism, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's...
Neologism.
Yes. You are indeed, as they say.
I used to contribute
tonight
to Private Eye, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did they listen?
No.
The only thing I've ever contributed to is dirty.
No. You don't need to hear. Thank you, Nick.
Dear Penthouse Magazine, I never thought anything like this would happen to me.
It was Reader's Wife.
Reader's
Wife. How can I solve this?
Yeah.
All right, another relatively long one we're going to go for.
Funny thing
here
happened to me in the shower.
No, it's not. It's actually a two-word answer, five and three letters respectively. Oh, Nick, it's a musical question. Which stage musical set the record for premiering in more cities faster than any other in history?
And you have...
And I have the letters in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's five letters, then three letters, and the three-letter one ends in A.
A.
See?
Sing it. Sing the answer.
Here I go again. Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Wow.
You
didn't sing
it. Mamma Mia. And you didn't sing it.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. Da da da, da outside the copyright. So perfect. We don't have to pay for the music.
That's a good job you can't sing then.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That was pitch perfect, I hope you know.
On Mars.
That's a whole other music.
No, come on. I've seen Mamma Mia. I'm a better singer than Pierce freaking Brosnan.
Yeah, you've heard Pierce Brosnan sing, so fair enough.
I would dispute that.
Yeah.
So and I haven't even seen it.
That's rich coming from you two.
Okay, we're going to go for a
I've seen Warren's
word.
Karaoke
don't,
clear out a bar and the bar next door.
Don't
people go, oh, gee, I'm getting out of here. Oh.
Don't
well,
bring
it's good, though, they're giving me their beer.
It was that the plan.
Yeah.
We started singing Unchained Melody and everybody left and then Warren went around and drank all the beers that they left behind.
I blame Cheryl.
Crow.
Let's say yes. Yes.
Okay. It's nicer. Nisa.
Okay. Nisa. Right. Four letter word. What is a machine for weaving yarn into a textile?
Loom.
A loom?
Loom, indeed. Well done, team. Right. Now, let's go back up a bit where we haven't been. Six down is seven letters. It ends in T is all we have so far. What is an accumulated stake in a lottery?
Oh, it's a rollover.
That's kind of what we're thinking, but it ends in T, so...
Oh, no, it's when people get together and have fun.
No.
It's a...
No.
It's a... Yeah, no.
No. Accumulated means it gets bigger every time. It accumulates.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. Oh. That'll be the one. Oh. We knew we invited you for a reason. There we are.
All hail Warren.
Invited?
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Can you untie me now?
No, not yet. We've still got some clues to go.
Yeah, exactly. We need those first. Okay, so our 1837 patented formulation from Dr. Henry Stevens that was only three letters now ends in a K. Could it be ink? Could it be a type of ink?
Oh, well, is there a Stevens ink? Or ink more before.
Could it be elk?
Could it be?
No.
But it's a particular formulation, isn't it?
Ink. Stevens ink.
I don't know.
Stink.
Stink. Right, Stevens ink. Ah, the Punisher strikes again.
We'll come back to that one as well. Okay. This is 12 down. It is seven letters long. We have a few of them. I'll tell you in a moment. But I don't have the starting letter. What describes a triangle with sides unequal in length?
Oh, it's an un...
So it's the opposite of equilateral.
Of an equilateral, yeah.
An unequilateral.
It's not isosceles either, is it?
I think you might be right.
No, isosceles?
No,
I thought isosceles had
scalene.
Oh, that's feeling good.
Scaling.
Oh, yeah. Is feeling good, yes.
That could be.
Oh, we're all dredging our brains from high school maths. Let's try
yes,
that.
It does.
Yes, it does. Look at that. Scaling. Oh,
they should bottle you, Bob.
Nice
job.
They have. It wasn't pleasant.
Yeah. Tastes a bit like.
So it's better than being glassed.
Tastes like to spare.
Tastes like Worcester sauce that's gone off.
Okay, you're going to go straight for that. You can't resist telling him off for Worcester.
Worcester?
Well, I can't. To be honest, I'm a bit drunk.
I know you'll be surprised to hear that, listeners.
I'm a bit scaling, yeah. I'm a bit off.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go for 21 across, which is five letters long, which everybody's going to know. Actually, I don't. We might be guessing. What is a strip of wood in the side of a barrel?
Oh.
What are all those strips that it's made up of?
Oh,
How many letters?
It is five letters, starts with S.
It's not a...
Could it be just a slate or a...
Yeah.
A
strut.
Strut sounds good.
No, because it ends in E. I have to add that now.
Shaft with an E on the end.
Slave.
Stave?
Stave. Oh, I'm liking stave.
Stave as well.
Are we liking stave?
Yeah.
I'm
not sure.
Well, I have to tell you there is.
We don't have to be
there
sure.
There is an A in the middle.
Doesn't matter. There's an A in the middle of it.
So we're liking stave.
Stave.
Ooh. Nice. Well played.
How many staves in a crotchet?
exactly.
Okay. I believe that we've now heard all of the questions. So let's go back to a few that we didn't know. Seven across. In 2013, the Library of Congress preserved which 1946 Rita Hayworth film?
What do we have?
We now have it ending in an A.
Gloria. It's
ooh.
Gloria.
Ooh,
it's
ooh.
Gloria.
It's jumped right in there.
Yes,
four or six letters, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, you're right, it is.
Gemma?
Emma?
No,
what
Emma's
have we actually got?
We've literally only got that it ends in A. We almost had Gloria.
No.
I thought it was Gloria.
Fiona. Could be.
Are you quite sure it's a woman's name?
I'm sure it's a woman's name.
Dora or... Okay, let's try and get this down on, which we also didn't have. The Curse of Minerva, a poem by Lord Byron. Criticising an English earl.
Dissing some earl. I mean, geez, even how do we
do that? We're just thinking of an English earl that ends in N.
What ends in N?
Is all we need, yeah.
The Earl of...
Byron! The Earl of... Yes.
Earl of...
No, no, don't know on that one. Okay, let's go for, hold on, Shakespeare's Globe, when it was being built. In 1994, the existing Globe Theatre changed its name to...
Sphere.
We don't know the starting letter, but the second John. Letter is I, if that helps anyone.
Eh?
The second letter is I, and it has an L smack in the middle.
Ah.
Not sure that's going to help anyone. Okay, another one we don't have yet, which we have looked at, was the... What is the attribution of a living soul to plants and inanimate objects?
Stupidity, I've told you.
It starts with A, it ends I blank N, blank M, sorry, so it's probably another ism.
Ism.
Yeah.
Alibism, ala...
Tropism.
Starts with A.
Alivism.
Alivism, yes, atropism. Exactly, that kind of thing.
Atropism.
Atropism? It's atropy.
Actually, alivism would fit better. But yeah. That can't possibly be right, can it?
I hope not.
What is the actor? What is it when you have a soul? It's
in a jar in the fridge.
No, you say you're
next to the pickles.
I hope you got a clue. You might have to Google shame that one.
Okay, so let's go back to we have one. Two,
well,
three,
I don't
five.
Know, but we may need to Google shame that
we have
Earl. Cause we never
oh, no, hold on. Oh, no, we've got that one. Sorry. There's
what
just
does
one that
the Byron one
out.
End in?
The Byron one ends in N.
Okay.
Mm. So an English Earl it ends in N.
No,
but we should be able to get the Rita Hayworth film.
I think it's Gloria, it's G-L... Gilda.
Gilda. Yes. Gilda. Gilda. Yes, you're right. Gilda.
So that gives us a G.
That sounds
for that
much
one.
Better.
Sounds good.
I knew it was a G.
That was the poster, right?
Gilda. It's famous,
yeah.
The
poster.
Yeah. The father. No.
Gilda.
No, oh, yeah, that's right. Get me Rita Hayworth for the Shawshank. Rita Hayworth. The Shawshank.
Yes, that's exactly. It. Yeah. Marvellous. Okay. So for our Earl, oh no, let's go with the G. We have a G for the starting letter. For the what the Globe Theatre changed its name to while the new Globe was being built. It starts with G. G-I. The
Guild.
Gilden? Gilden?
That's G-U-I.
Yeah.
Guillemot. No.
No. We have G-I blank L blank U blank. That's really not going to help at all, is it?
No.
Girl.
Unless it was Girly? A place. Where was it? Where was it actually located, the old Globe?
Mm.
Maybe it was named after the area.
Was it in London or was it in Stafford?
It was in London.
Stafford.
Oh, was it? Where was Shakespeare born?
Stratford.
Yeah,
I think it was London, wasn't it?
It was.
Because they rebuilt
it
there
yeah.
because it was there before.
Covent Garden? I can't think where it was.
Because it's...
So maybe they named it after the area. That's what
all
I'm
right.
Thinking.
We might have
no,
to.
No, that doesn't help. Okay, we might have to. We could do either that one or we could do our Earl. Which one should we Google, Shane?
Let's do the Earl.
Should we do the Earl?
We're going to get that in a zillion years.
Okay, just Googling.
Okay.
Shame on it.
Curse Minerva.
Shame
on
it.
Oh, he
Byron.
Lost his marbles.
It is indeed. You're absolutely right. The Elgin Marbles. He criticises the Earl of Elgin. Marvellous. All right. And that does
but
give
of
us,
course.
But easy of course. To do from a distance.
Yes, quite.
Byron, in your big shirt.
Okay, so
from
that
a different country.
Does give us that our 9 across 3 letter 1837 Paterson formulation of Dr. Henry Stevens is I blank K. So I think we might be right with ink.
I think
elk.
It is ink.
Ilk. People of his ilk. Okay, so we're happy with that as well. So now, what does that give us on our 7 down? We have the Shakespeare Globe Theatre.
Yeah.
Okay, so not the Shakespeare
Darling.
Globe. The original Globe was
maybe
called
it's named
something
after
else.
An actor.
It could be. It's not a bad idea.
Named after an actor.
An actor
Johnny.
Rather than a place.
Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny Gielgud.
Oh, Johnny Gielgud.
The Dexter
Theatre.
So
he's so good.
Right,
Johnny Gielgud.
Hold on.
Gielgud.
Starts with a G. Let me see.
My liege! Oh, you dear old thing. We just pretend.
G-U-D. Does he finish? The good bit?
That was Olivier. Larry Olivier.
Sorry. Yeah.
G-U-D.
G-U-D, yes, yeah. Exactly. Gielgud. There we are, Gielgud.
Gielgud.
Look at that. Johnny. Marvelous. Oh, dear Johnny. So the only one we're left
first
with
time
is...
I've ever seen Gielgud with a J.
Gielgud.
Gielgud. So G from Gilda. Okay, so 14 down. What is the attribution of a living soul to plants and inanimate objects? I would so love it if it was aliveism. I think that's such a great word.
Okay.
But I really find that hard to believe. So we might have to Google shame on that one. Everybody right. Happy with that? Yes. Anyone want to make any guesses before we do it?
Atrophism.
Okay.
Activism. No.
That would be absolute guesses.
Activision.
Okay, we're going to look that one up.
They made some great video games back in the day.
Animism.
Animism.
Ooh. Animism.
Like animate.
Like animate, exactly. Darn animism. It. Animate, yes.
Darn it.
We probably should have got that then, really, shouldn't we, yeah. From animate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Not an everyday word, though.
Okay, so we're leaving, well, you know, we're finishing on a slight downward there because we had to Google shame something that we probably should have known.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
Thank you to Alan. Thank you to Warren. Thank you, Warren.
My pleasure.
Please talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you stop punching me now?
No.
All right, okay, no, we'll take the constraints or untie Warren.
No,
untie
only Warren. One of them.
Yeah. Can we at least take the genital cuff off?
No, I like that one.
Right.
He's taking that home.
That has been us at Crosswords. Thank you very much.
Cue the music.
Cheerio.
Music and post-production by Gareth Curtis at Rumpus Recording. You know, he wrote some of the Mockers songs he did.